Chapter 5.
Kiss me.
The two words Amber spoke were soft but almost demanding, and she muttered them breathlessly before I'd even fully reached her. I stopped at the foot of my bed without replying, and instead extended a hand to help her up. Amber curled her fingers through mine and stood, until she stared up at me with her pale gray eyes wide with excitement.
Kiss me, James.
She repeated her demand, but called me by name this time. The way her plump lips formed around my name was ridiculously attractive. I quickly placed both my hands on either side of her pale, slender neck, and in one fluid motion, I brought her face closer to mine as I finally bent down to press my mouth against hers in an eager kiss. Amber instantly sighed into me, and I could taste the sweetness of fruit and the smoky warmth of whiskey on her tongue as her lips eagerly parted from mine. Her lean body pressed up against me as I lightly gripped onto her beautiful auburn hair at the base of her neck, and the tight leather of her dress did absolutely nothing to stop me from feeling every dip and curve of her body against my torso. Fuck, I murmured into her mouth.
Fuck sounds right,
she whispered back as her lips curled into a smile, and her voice was ragged and breathless as she held her mouth against mine.
Make me feel good, James.
I continued to kiss her deeply as I let my hands wander from her neck down past her freckled shoulders until they gripped at her slender waist. Then I pulled the gorgeous redhead even closer to me as our tongues danced together, and she gasped into my hungry kiss as she felt the growing bulge in the front of my pants press up against the soft leather of her dress.
Oh!
She breathed in surprise as her arms wrapped around my neck. I moved us toward the bed until I could lower her down onto her back, and she instinctively curled her long legs around my waist as we continued to make out. Amber's hands wrapped up into my hair as I pressed my growing erection even harder up to the heat between her legs, and she started to moan softly into my mouth as my left hand traveled down past her shoulder and hooked into the leather strap of her dress. I peeled the material away from her body so one of her ample breasts spilled free, and Amber audibly groaned as the air and friction made her nipple harden. Is this okay? I murmured softly, and I traced my fingers over the soft skin of her cleavage.
Yes,
Amber said in a breathy voice.
Please, touch me, master.
I'm gonna touch you everywhere, I promised her as I kissed her.
Please,
the redhead repeated almost desperately, and her back arched up toward me. I finally dragged my fingers lightly across her bare nipple and circled and brushed the sensitive mound as Amber whimpered into my mouth.
Oh, that feels so good.
She gasped as her legs tightened around me. I just hummed into her kiss as I squeezed and touched her until I could barely stand it anymore. I needed her, every inch of her skin, so I reluctantly pulled away from her kiss with a satisfying wet sound and used my other hand to push the other strap of her dress away from her shoulder. Amber caught on immediately and shimmied the leather down her chest and over her hips until I could finally pull the damn thing away from her. I let out a long groan when I realized she'd been totally commando underneath that skimpy leather dress, and I took a moment to really appreciate the woman I had in my bed. Her dark red hair was sprawled across the pillow like a blanket of rose gold, and her pale gray eyes blazed with desire as she stared up at me past hooded eyelids. Her already plump lips were several shades darker and even more swollen from the eagerness of our kisses, and her ample breasts heaved with her breathlessness. So beautiful, I murmured softly, and I marveled at the beauty of her pale, freckled skin. And she was somehow all mine. She'd even said so herself. Amber's rosy lips parted in a half smile as she slowly opened her legs for me, and I let out another strangled groan as I quickly pulled my shirt off over my head. She was wet and ready for me, and I couldn't bear not touching her for another second. I slid both of my hands up the soft skin of her thighs, and I pressed her legs even further apart as I leaned down and finally dragged my tongue along her delicious pussy. Amber bodily shuddered and let out a long gasp as I licked at her, and I looked up from where my head was still between her legs. Does that feel good? I asked in a low voice, and the vibration of my words made her shudder again.
Yes,
she murmured.
That feels so good. How can something feel so good?
Just you wait. I grinned, and without much more warning, I went to town. I used my tongue to lap up her already soaking wet pussy. She tasted warm and sweet and all mine, and I couldn't stop the smile as I gripped onto the freckled skin of her already shaking thighs. I swirled my tongue again until it eventually curled up and around her clitoris, and Amber instantly bucked beneath me. Her hands gripped onto the bed sheets in tight fists, and she whimpered in shock as I continued to suck and lick at her sweet spot.
Oh, James!
She gasped in a strained voice.
That feels too good!
Her entire body convulsed and tightened as I kept the rhythm, and my fingers gripped harder under the flesh of her thighs to keep her legs from closing around my head.
Oh, I'm up! Please, James! James!
Amber could do nothing but just repeat my name over and over and faster, as the pleasure started to take over everything else. I knew she was close, and I kept my mouth on her as my tongue flicked across her clitoris. She gasped and writhed beneath me until suddenly her hand was in my hair, while her hips arched up toward my face, but I held her down as she started to moan loudly.
Yes!
Amber's voice was throaty and needy and the hottest thing I'd ever heard in my life.
Yes! Yes! Keep doing that! Oh, James! James! Something's happening!
Her orgasm caused her words to descend into a steady groan while her hand tightened in my hair, and her legs shuddered around me as I lapped up her sweet hot juices before they could even spill over. I wanted every drop of her, and I didn't relent until she was a quivering heap beneath me. Then I kissed my way up her body until I could wind my tongue around hers again, and she hummed into me with a soft, appreciative sound.
That was something,
she muttered into my hungry mouth.
What was that?
That was an orgasm, but it was just the appetizer, I replied in a low voice.
What do you mean?
Amber giggled softly. You really haven't ever been with anyone, huh? I murmured into her welcoming lips. The gorgeous redhead pulled away from my kiss and held my face in both hands so she could look at me.
No,
she said, and then broke into a dazzling smile.
But I trust you.
I'm glad you do. I chuckled softly as I ran my thumb along her jawline. I want to make you feel good.
Well, if what you just did with your mouth is anything to go by,
she whispered.
I know that you will.
If you want to stop or anything at all, just tell me, okay? I told her in a gentle voice as I searched her eyes. But it was plain to see Amber was eager as her gray eyes blazed with desire for me. And I could see she was ready and determined.
I'm yours, master,
she reminded me in a hoarse voice.
Completely.
I answered her with a deep kiss as I hurriedly shoved my pants down and away from my legs. And I groaned softly into her mouth as my rock-hard erection finally broke free. My mind was full of static as I very slowly pushed myself up against her sweet wetness, and Amber let out a shuddering gasp as the head of my dick gently pushed into her soft tunnel.
Take me,
she murmured into my mouth, and then she repeated herself again just to hammer it home.
I am yours.
I had one hand on her slender waist and another on her neck as I kissed her again, and I very slowly slid into her. She was tight and warm, slick and ready for me, and we both made low sounds of pleasure as I pushed further into her heat. Once she'd taken every single inch of my cock, I held us there for a moment, and the both of us were completely suspended in time and gripping onto each other for dear life. The connection sent every single nerve ending in my body into overdrive, and fire started to build in my blood as Amber tightened instinctively around me. Fuck. That feels good, I moaned softly. Amber couldn't even form words to reply. She just gasped reactively as I pushed fully into her, and my grip on her waist tightened as I started to pull back out.
James!
Amber finally managed to breathe my name as I very slowly pushed back into her quivering tunnel. Are you okay? I asked softly as I pulled away from our kiss. Amber nodded as she bit at her bottom lip.
Yes!
She gasped.
Please don't stop!
At her words, I immediately slid further back into her dripping wet pussy. and she gasped as I filled her up. I could feel her clench possessively around me, and she writhed and bucked beneath me in rhythm with my thrusts. "Fuck, you're so tight," I groaned as I continued to fuck her gently. Amber convulsed around me again at my words, and another moan escaped my lips as I wrapped my hands up into her hair and guided her face toward mine so I could kiss her sweet, open lips.
"Oh, you feel so good,"
Amber murmured through the kiss in a choked voice. "So do you," I whispered as I moved my mouth down and kissed her slender neck. Her freckled skin was flushed and warm to the touch, and she smelled like sandalwood and wild flowers. I soon became completely fucking lost in her. I'd been with one or two girlfriends during high school, and I wasn't exactly virginal myself, but being with Amber was like nothing I'd ever experienced before in my life. It felt hot as hell and sweet as syrup all at once, and she was the most gorgeous woman I'd ever laid eyes on. Her breasts were perfect, and they jiggled lightly with every thrust into her. Her waist was slim, her hips softly curved, and her pale eyes were hooded and sparkled with lust as she looked up at me with a slightly open mouth. Her red hair was splayed beneath her like a messy halo, and she absent-mindedly bit down onto her plump bottom lip as I fucked her. That image alone was almost enough to send me right over the edge. "Fuck, Amber," I groaned as she wrapped her legs tighter around my waist.
"Oh, James,"
she breathed, and her hands pressed up against my chest and shoulders.
"Please don't stop."
She arched her back in response to my movement and pressed her torso up against mine, like she was desperate to get as close to me as physically possible. I held her against me, and I tried not to dig my fingers too hard into the softness of her skin as I continued to slide in and out of her. She was slick around me, and the sound of our fucking was satisfyingly wet as I thrust in and out of her. So I couldn't help but pick up the pace even faster as the sensation of her tightening around me started to make pleasure curl in the pit of my stomach.
Oh, that feels so good, James! Oh, James!
Amber's voice had become throaty and strained, and her hands started to claw desperately at my back as her own pleasure started to take over. "Yeah," I gasped an agreement out as I fucked her even faster. "Yes, God. Oh, my God.
I'm gonna...
Amber mewled beneath me, and her hands wrapped up in my hair.
That feels so good. Please don't stop.
Fuck. I'm gonna come. I growled as I slammed in and out of Amber, and I could feel her tighten around me as she nodded in response to my words.
I can't. I'm gonna... Oh, James! James!
She gasped my name again and again as her orgasm vibrated through her entire body. Her legs clenched around my waist as her pussy squeezed and pulsed around my cock, and her hands were still in my hair, pulling me down for a gasping kiss as we came.
"Fill me,"
Amber begged into my open mouth.
"Clean me."
Her words were like a green light. My orgasm ripped through me so hard it made me shudder, and hot spurts of my sperm shot deep into Amber's leaking pussy. She let out a primal moan when she felt my cum pour into her, and we both thrashed together for what seemed like half a minute of pleasure as she accepted every single drop of me. Eventually, our climaxes began to relax, and then we both let out shuddering breaths. My head collapsed onto the swell of her breasts, and she released her grip on my hair so she could run her fingers through it instead.
"That was..."
Her voice was hoarse and came out in barely a whisper.
"That was incredible."
"You're incredible." I sighed into her breasts and kissed her once again.
Can we do it again?"
she asked as she shyly bit her lips. "Hell yeah, we can." I grinned and my cock throbbed in her pussy. The two of us spent the remainder of the weekend tangled up in a mess of bedsheets and naked limbs, and it was like we were stuck in a time loop where neither day nor night was decipherable. I wanted to spend every damn minute I could exploring every inch of Amber's perfect body. And I wanted to find new ways to make her quiver and moan and clutch desperately at me as I brought her to the edge of pleasure over and over again. Eventually, we wore each other out, and time seemed to drift endlessly in a perfect bliss where I couldn't tell where my body ended and hers began.
"You were very excited when you exchanged the gold with that old man,"
she purred in my ear sometime later.
"Was it a lot of your money?"
"Yeah," I said. I was surprised how much I got for just those three nuggets.
How many are left in the pouch?
She asked. Let me check, I said, and then I unwound myself from her silky arms, leaned over and pulled the pouch from between the mattress and the box spring. It took me a half a minute to count, and then I recounted just to make sure. 30 left, I said, and my breath caught in my throat.
How much money is that in your world?
She asked. Like $100,000. Not enough to pay for my school, but I could put a huge dent in my college loans.
How much does it cost to buy a nice home?
She asked. In the city? I chuckled. I'd need 40 of these pouches, maybe even more. Homes here are so expensive.
We should go back into the world where you found me,
she said as she nodded.
There is more gold there, as well as gems and other treasures. If your world values gold that much, you can become very wealthy. You can buy your friends pizza and a big frat house and many of those car things that drive on the roads.
I've thought about it. I chuckled at her misunderstanding of our terms as I returned to her naked embrace under the covers. But I'm worried you might turn into a weapon again.
I think I'll be transformed again the moment we step through.
Amber sighed into my naked chest as she traced random patterns on my left pectoral with just her fingertips.
Since I'm returning to my own world and I'm bound by some curse there, but then, if we come back, maybe I'll return to this form. We should try. If this will help you pay for your school and to have a nice home here. I want to make you happy, Master.
I don't want to lose you, I murmured as I traced my fingertips against Amber's back where she laid sprawled on top of me.
I think I'll be okay,
Amber said with a decisive nod.
But do you promise you'll bring me back here?
I promise. I smiled as I held her close to me. You're mine now, remember?
Yes, I am,
she said smugly as she giggled into my arm.
I don't think I'll ever get bored of doing this.
Oh, this? I asked innocently as I brought my hand around her waist to grip onto the pert roundness of her ass, and I pulled her still naked body even closer against me as I leaned down to capture her in another kiss.
Yes.
The redhead breathed against my lips.
Like that?
Come on. I grinned into her eager mouth. Or we'll never make it out of here.
Would that be so bad?
Amber giggled again, and I just lightly smacked her on the ass where my hand still rested against the curve of her body. Hey, I laughed. This was your idea.
True.
She giggled.
But I could also just lay in bed with you like this, filled with your seed for the rest of the week.
I'd like that too, I grinned. But I've got college classes in the morning, so I want to test out our theory. I managed to coax her out of my bed with the promise of a shower, a concept completely foreign to her, and it was all I could do not to push her legs apart and fuck her against the tiles as she soaped her body up beneath the hot stream of water. We somehow made it out of the bathroom and into some clothes, although all Amber had was the same raw leather dress she'd worn when she tumbled back through the portal with me. I made a mental note to take her shopping, and I smiled absently at the thought of how wide her gray eyes would get at the chaos of a shopping mall. It was early in the afternoon by the time we stood in front of my closet and mentally prepared ourselves for the intense change of scenery that we knew awaited us.
You'll look after me?
Amber asked in a low voice as she scowled at the shimmering golden ripples behind where I'd hung my band shirts and jeans up. Only if you promise to look after me too. I looked down at her with a slight smile. I have a feeling I'll need it again.
I have full confidence in you, James.
Amber returned my smile.
You were made for this.
I'm glad you think so. I muttered and then took a deep, steadying breath, just like Amber had taught me. Okay, are you ready?
No.
She sighed as she pressed her face into my neck.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I said as I held her close to me for a few minutes.
I was brave in bed when I told you we should go,
she whispered.
But what if you can't take me back? What if I'm stuck as a boat on the other side? What then?
Then I'll just... I don't know, I whispered. Maybe you should stay here.
No!
She took a deep breath and pulled away from me.
I will be brave. I've felt you inside of me. I've experienced your love. Even if I can't turn back into this form, I'll still have your memories. Let's go.
I was about to remind her that she couldn't remember a time when she wasn't a weapon. But before I could say anything, she pulled me through the portal in the back of my closet, and I felt the now familiar sensation of my stomach being yanked through into a different world, like a huge invisible fishing hook was wedged into my abdomen. I instinctively took another breath as the roiling molten gold of the portal enveloped my body and sucked me through, and this time I was ready for the chilly dungeon to materialize around me. I let out a gasp as my feet came into contact with cold stone, and I steadied myself before I ended up on my hands and knees again.
James?
I heard Amber's voice in my mind as soon as I gathered myself, and I immediately put a hand to my chest. I felt the tight string of her bow across my body, and I reached another hand behind my head to make sure the quiver of wooden arrows was also attached to my shoulder. Hi, I murmured. I'm here.
I wish I was.
Amber grumbled playfully.
In my other form, that is.
Okay, I said. Let me step back through. I turned around and walked back through the closet. My stomach experienced the same yanking sensation, and then my head spun for half a second. Then I was back in my room and Amber was right beside me.
Oh, it worked!
She squealed with delight as she threw her arms around me. Thank God! I gasped as I hugged her amazing body against me.
Now that we know, we don't have to be worried.
She showered my face with kisses, and then she took my hand and pulled me back through the portal at the back of my closet. My head spun again, and my stomach felt a tug. Then we were back in the cellar under the cabin.
I am excited about this. It really is the best of both worlds. I am a capable weapon that can help you accomplish your goals of acquiring money, and then I can be your lover in your world.
It does seem really awesome, I said with a smile as I pushed the wooden closet almost closed against the golden portal. I've got lots to show you, but since we're here, how about the tavern you mentioned?
That's as good a place as any to start,
Amber said in a voice I could hear was coated in a smirk.
Just don't allow the wenches in there to seduce you.
Wenches, you say? I chuckled under my breath as I climbed the tight spiral staircase out of the dungeon and toward the fresh forest air above me.
They'd eat you alive.
Amber giggled in my mind.
But I can't lie, that would be really entertaining.
Hey, I'm exotic and from a different world. I pouted playfully as I ensured the wooden trap doors hid the entrance to the dungeon, and I left the empty cabin and headed out into the red and golds of the fall-time forest. They'd love me.
Annoyingly, I think you're right.
Amber laughed lightly inside my head. Okay. I took a deep breath of the fresh forest air and smiled at my otherworldly surroundings, as golden leaves shifted beneath my feet, and birds called out to each other in sing-song voices somewhere high above me. Where am I headed?
If you can get back down to the river, head west.
Amber said in a voice that suddenly meant business.
Turn left and follow it along, and after a while you should come to a stone bridge with a road that'll lead you straight to it.
I did exactly as I was told, and made the trek back down to the river. The forest world was still suspended in the early afternoon, with a bright sun held high in the sky, and a gentle breeze that made the fiery-colored leaves in the trees sway and sigh in happy whispers. Instead of stumbling and falling down through the trees, I found it easier to navigate the forest on my second run. But that might have been because I was safe in the knowledge that the troll I'd crossed paths with before was already slumped lifeless at the foot of a tree on the other side of the river. Before long, I heard the gentle swishing and babbling of the shallow stream, and I followed Amber's instructions and headed left for a ways. I was definitely a city boy through and through, and I'd spent my entire life in New York. The only time I'd ever really left the city for an extended period of time was when my mom and I had visited my grandma in Texas, and even then she lived in Dallas, so it was more just a case of leaving one concrete jungle for another. The only time I'd even come close to being somewhere like Amber's world was through video games and movies. And so to appear in a gloomy dungeon ready to explore, with a sprawling golden-colored forest above me, was like something out of a dream.
As frustrating as it is being trapped in this form,
Amber suddenly murmured.
It's nice being inside of your head.
Wait. I held both my hands up and came to a stop. You can hear my thoughts?
Not really.
Amber giggled.
But I have a sense of what you're feeling.
I'll do my best not to let my mind wander about last night, then. I muttered under my breath with a smug grin, and I knew if Amber were in her human form, she'd flush that gorgeous shade of pink I loved so much already. I just chuckled to myself when she didn't answer. And I knew it was because her mind had already wandered back to the memory of my head between her legs. And it did admittedly take all of my self-restraint to keep my mind focused on the task at hand. Amber's world was beautiful, like something out of a perfectly rendered video game. The scenery was breathtaking, and it reminded me of a national park of some kind, with a sea of autumnal forest colors behind me. I even spotted a lone hawk circling high in the sky above me as I made my way along the riverbank. After about 30 minutes, I eventually found the old bridge Amber had mentioned before I'd set out on my trek. It was cobbled together haphazardly with flat, disc-shaped stones, and they were covered in slick green algae the closer it got to the babbling water below. The bridge was part of a thin stone road, and there was some form of old wooden sign carved into the shape of pointed arrows. But it was so battered and weathered that I couldn't read a single letter carved into the wood. "Amber?" I muttered under my breath.
"Yes, James,"
she replied in a happy voice. "Which way do I go?" I spread my arms and waited for her to answer. To the left of the bridge, the stony road disappeared into the tree line, and there was nothing to say the road didn't just stop there and then. To the right side, the road trailed off for what looked like miles over rolling green hills.
"Left,"
Amber said with confidence.
"It turns a corner, I promise."
"I trust you implicitly," I chuckled, "because from here it just looks like it heads towards nothingness."
15 minutes at the most,"
Amber assured me.
"You'll hear the town before you see it once you get over that hill. I recall being there with my old master."
"Who was your old master?" I asked her curiously as I took her advice and headed toward the tree line. I was conscious of the fact that Amber had probably been alive a lot longer than me. I smirked at the thought of her being a cougar, despite the fact her human form still had the appearance of a 20-year-old. But I wanted to know everything about her and her intriguing past.
"I don't remember him, really,"
Amber said softly in my mind.
"He didn't really speak to me all that much. Not like you do."
"He didn't like the fact his bow had a beautiful woman trapped inside of it?" I snorted.
"I was very much an inferior to him,"
Amber admitted.
"I didn't feel like a person with him. Maybe that's why I don't remember too well. My mind can only hold so many years, you know?"
"Yeah, I get what you mean." I nodded in understanding. "But you must remember something about him."
"He was pompous,"
Amber sighed.
"It wasn't just me. He thought everyone was below him. He was kind of power-hungry, from the little I can remember."
"Kind of sounds like an asshole," I said with a raised eyebrow.
"He was,"
Amber giggled.
"That feels good to see, actually. Hey, look up ahead."
I'd followed the cobblestone path past the curve of the tree line, and then I suddenly found myself standing on the precipice of a huge grassy hill, with a sprawling market town buried within the valley beneath. So Amber's directions had steered me true. The stream we'd followed trickled into a huge lake on the south side of the town, and I could see crooked old wooden buildings almost stacked on top of one another in an attempt to remain within the bowl of the huge green valley.
"Here we are,"
Amber said in my ear.
"I believe this is the town of Haddon."